Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. And Ron Rivera is talking right now out in Ashburn. Let's go out there and take it already.
Is he here in any official capacity or just kind of hanging around the guys?
Joe's just around. It's again, all our alumni are welcome. And it's just kind of cool to see them come here.
You mentioned yesterday having a hard time, you know, carrying down the roster. If you're talking about the fifth running back or the sixth receiver, things like that, have roles become more specific in the NFL since you've been a head coach? Does that make it harder?
I think the roles have become more specific, but again, you still got to make sure guys have position flex, though, you know. And you know, we have a couple of guys that are great examples of the position flex, of being able to play more than one, and that increases their value. You know, if a guy sits there and says, well, this is his role and this is his only role, then you have a lot of concern, because you know, we call them one hole players. If he's not a starter, you know, you've got to really think long and hard.
Why do you think it has become more specific?
I think just because the importance of having guys be able to do certain things in certain situations. This game's become very situational. Situational football is huge. I think the passing game has asked you to do a few more things that, you know, in the past you didn't really have to worry about. I mean, you know, not just having a nickel, but having a buffalo nickel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could put your nickel in there, and if he's a small guy, and all of a sudden that slot position player is Larry Fitzgerald, you know, who, you know, we used to face, and we had small nickel, and, you know, Larry would just come in and dominate those guys, and then finding a big buffalo to put him out there on certain occasions, and he could get physical with a big guy, that helps.
Mike, last one.
Yeah, with Jennifer King, she had the opportunity to work the Shrine Bowl this offseason. I know she's filled in for Randy during the COVID time. How do you balance enjoying her while she's here, but also, you know, knowing with all the assistants, you're trying to get them ready to go run a room themselves?
And that's what you're hoping for. You're hoping, you know, that she continues to learn and grow. Yeah, every year, I think, we've given her more and more responsibility to give her that opportunity. You know, one of the really neat things about it is there's a little different rapport that she has as opposed to Randy. So I think she's done a great job, and it's kind of exciting to see, you know, a woman get a true opportunity to grow and develop, because I think there will be a full-time positional coach eventually and shortly too.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Cool. Appreciate Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Ron Rivera talking to the media, as he does every day after camp, and I mean after practice. And a lot of different things were being asked of him, and, you know, I heard some guy, they saw Joe Theismann talking to Chase, and why would you ask Ron what that conversation was about when he wasn't the person over there talking to Chase? You know, I think he's right. They have a lot of alumni players going out there and talking to guys and hanging out and just being there for practice. It's something that they've tried to do. I know Bruce tried it when he first got back here. Ron has carried it on. Tim Hightower, who's over the they call it the Legends. He's over that whole area, and he tries his best to get guys involved, bring guys back, and get them involved doing everything, community things, and all that type of stuff. So it's absolutely cool to see, because that's how it was when I got here. I went to Philly. It was exactly the same way, New York the same way. But it had gone away from it for a little bit in this area, and now they're pushing those things back. But one thing that he was talking about in there where – he was talking about the position flex, and you heard me mention that to JP earlier. And I don't know if it's any different than it was in the past, but I think they put a lot more attention on it But we're going to take a quick break. Let's go right back out to Ashburn. Jack Del Rio is talking right now. Let's take a listen.
Should have to do with football and playing good defense.
You have a new defensive line coach in Skinina. Why did that transition happen, and what are you guys getting now that you felt you were missing?
I'd have to defer to coach on any reasoning. I think he spelled that out with you guys. I have nothing to add. Jeff's doing a good job, and the guys are responding well to him. So coach has a good sense on what he wants to do, and our job as staff members is to make it come to life and make it productive, and that's what we're going to do.
Were you consulted on the decision?
Anything that you want to talk about in terms of that, I just defer to coach.
With Jeff, what do you like about him as a defensive line coach?
He's a guy that played 17 years in the league. I like that. I think he brings some intensity. I like that. I think the guys respond well to him and his teaching. So, we've been off to a good start. I think the guys overall defensively have a great work ethic. I think the camaraderie is there. They're really coming out and putting in the work every day. That gives you a chance to really grow, and we are seeing growth.
And obviously, I know you want to stay with football, but I am curious. You know, you made the decision in June not to take yourself off of Twitter. What went behind that decision, and you know, just what was behind that?
Personal choice.
Obviously, a lot of attention to the defensive line always, and then obviously you're not going to have Chase at least for a little bit, which gives chance for some of these younger guys to step up. What have you seen from the other sort of defensive ends who you're going to look to fill in, even beyond like James Smith-Williams and Tuhill?
Yeah, I think James Smith-Williams, first name that comes to my mind. He's running with the ones. I think he's a guy that's rugged. He's played a little bit inside and moved outside full-time, doing a great job with it. So, really happy with him. I think Casey Tuhill's developed. I think F.A. Developing those guys are giving us some presence on the edge. And of course, Montez Sweat himself leading the way with that group. But working hard. Obviously, we'd love to have Chase back as soon as he's ready to join us, back healthy. But in the meantime, those guys are getting valuable work.
And with regards to Jamin, I mean, Ron's talked about he's seen progress. But for your perspective, if you agree, what specifically is he progressing? What's better with him this year than last year?
I think he is playing with more certainty, more confidence, understands where he belongs, and of course, he's very gifted. I mean, talent wise, when a guy with his abilities is locked in and mentally really understands where he belongs, he's able to come to life. And we're seeing that he's having a strong camp for us, and we're going to need him to play well for us this year.
Ron has mentioned a few times about you and your staff trying to preach humility to the guys. Well, I guess just how do you go about doing that? And was that something you feel like the group needed after last season?
Yeah, it's always something that I stress. We're not going to be fearful of anybody that we go against, but at the same time, want to make sure we're really respectful. And just prepare and understand the need to strain every day. And that's what it comes down to. This league's full of talented players and coaches that are working to attack you. And we want to work to attack them. And to me, being in the right frame of mind, approaching it the right way, we want to be confident. We want to be prepared. And then we want to go compete. But I think the humility part is like a day one message of, it doesn't really matter how you got here. It's about production in our business, and that's what we're stressing.
And if I could go back to just the June thing, that same month, Jim Jordan brought up your name in the congressional hearing. Just what did you make of him doing that? And then also kind of the reaction of you didn't deserve to be fined. You were just expressing your opinion.
Yeah, I have really nothing to add.
Did you have a direct connection with Skinina before you guys came together in 2020 here?
No.
What do you think of his coaching style and what he brings to the D-line?
Kind of touched on that a little bit before. I think, he brings a wealth of knowledge from having played the position. I think he brings intensity on the way he coaches the guys. And I think there's connectivity. I think It's important to be able to connect with your guys. I think he does that. And so, you know, thus far, it's been, you know, short, small sample, but been happy with the way it's worked out.
Yeah. And Cole Holcomb, what have you seen from him now that he's kind of assumed the mic role?
Cole's really asserting himself in a leadership role. I think he's doing a great job with, you know, mentoring some of the younger linebackers, asserting himself in the huddle, taking charge and really making the calls and being very strong with it. I think his preparation is very, very strong. And so, yeah, I'm happy with the way he's approached it.
You guys are playing pretty well and seem confident despite not changing much personnel. What are the main reasons you think the results look different, at least so far?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we had a really productive offseason. You know, it was really important to make sure that our guys were here, they were working, they were together. The communication is really strong right now. It's such a huge part of what we do, you know, being on the same page and being able to play fast to your responsibilities. And I think they come in with a little more confidence because they were here in the offseason, kind of growing together and putting in the work. And so, you know, there's no shortcut to success. You know, there really isn't. And I think they've done a great job of working at it. And our communication and our knowledge and our understanding of the principles that we play with is much stronger right now.
What do you attribute to the improved communication? And is there a voice or two on the defense that's been key to making that happen?
Well, I think, you know, Cam, Bobby, in the back end, you know, have kind of led the way. Kendall Fuller, Will, I think they all, you know, really understand what we're asking of them. Defoe's had a strong camp. He's done a nice job. He's really developing for us. Benjamin has done a nice job developing for us. Jamin is developing. So, you know, you're talking about several members of the back seven that's playing and being able to play together and play fast and let their natural talents, you know, let it, as I like to say, come to life. Let it bring the defense to life.
Third downs were an issue last year, and then the first team defense gave up three straight to start against Carolina. What was your reaction to that, and how can you guys tighten that up so it's not as much of a problem this season?
My reaction is not to overreact, but I didn't like it, you know. So sometimes things go like that. But for us, it's about getting to work, understanding why, and there were three different cases of what transpired and why, and correct it and move on. So, like I said, a lot of good energy going into what needs to be done. We've certainly identified it. You know, we want to be a defense that starts fast, letting them get three first downs on third down. Once we've got them to third down, is not starting fast. So that's something we've identified as a must do, and we'll keep tabs on that as we go.
All right, thanks, coach.
I appreciate it.
See you guys.
All right, Jack Del Rio talking to the press. It's his first time since all this stuff went down before. And I can tell you, I heard somewhat of a different guy, a different approach to where a lot of deferring to coach, a lot of things he's not going to discuss. And I know he said it was a personal thing to stay on Twitter. I forgot who it was that asked the question. It's not even Matt Paris, I think, asked a question about Jim Jordan speaking about him. But let's just understand, in this United States of America, you do have rights. But when you work for certain industries and certain businesses, they have their own rules too. That may be a little different than what your rights are. And when you do something, you can be fined. The NFL is definitely a business, an entity that if you do something that brings any type of strife to the public get them a PR hit, they have the right to fine you. When I think when you sign the contract, if anyone was to ever get their hands on the NFL contract and you read it and you start going through the morals clauses, they can probably hit you for a lot of stuff that you do and they never do it. But whenever you do something and it becomes public, I think they have that right. Now, a lot of the things went to asking questions about the defense, the Sam Mills being gone now, Scanina now being there. Ron made the decision and he have a right to do things as he sees fit. But ultimately, I think people are going to want to still dig and find out exactly what happened. Did a certain incident happen that made that go as it did? Because it was kind of late to be letting it happen when, if it was an issue, should have been done it. Could have done it all offseason. Scanina was already a assistant D-line coach. He could have just fit in earlier instead of waiting that long. So we'll figure out. I'll leave that to the reporters and the guys that are going to be out there trying to dig it up. But earlier I was talking about Ron when he mentioned about the position flex, and I think we get a lot of play on it now because people discuss it all the time. It's not like that stuff just came about last year, year before last, when they started doing the Buffalo Nickel and all that. It's been something that's been going on around for a long time. I can remember back in 1991, the offensive line, all those guys played different positions. Hell, Riley McKenzie played from right tackle to left tackle. He was a backup center. You know, he can do it all. Ray Brown played guards and all that stuff. They moved him to tackle at some point. You know, Joe Jacoby was once a tackle, became a guard. You know, so it's like you had all those guys that could do many different positions. I roll in here, and Coach Gibbs basically was like, look, man, you're our punt returner, our kick returner, you're the third down running back, you're our emergency quarterback. That's like having five, six people on the roster where you can keep somebody at another position now because one guy can do so much. These things have been happening for a long time, but we put more emphasis on it now. So anybody that comes into this thing, if you could do multiple things, make sure you do it. Make sure you let a coach know. Make sure they can understand. Like what I would do sometimes on playing a scout team, I would try every position to make them understand I'm capable of doing this. As Coach Gibbs told me before, the more you can do, the longer you can play. And there are a lot of guys who come into the league who have their friends and other people telling them, you should just only play that position. And that position, just only that position, will get you cut. But if you can show that you can do multiple positions, they may want to keep you around just because you can be a guy who can fill in and back up multiple people, which gives you a better chance of sometimes making these football teams. So I would say that to any guy out there, if it's that type of thing where you can do more, try to do more and don't get so gung-ho about just doing one thing. JP, what you take away from Jack Del Rio? Lanfield and I basically thought that his whole demeanor is a little different right now.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, B. I think I don't want to overstate anything, but he seemed a little bit humbled. Like a little bit, maybe humbled is incorrect, but he didn't seem, he's usually up there pretty damn cocky, frankly.
Yeah.
And I don't think he would shy away from my assessment of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he's a confident man, and he's an All-American linebacker that at USC that played in the NFL for 10 years or whatever it was and has been a head coach and knows what he's talking about. That is his demeanor. And I kind of feel like it didn't seem quite as boastful today. And maybe that was because he knew he just kind of had to take his lumps on the Twitter stuff and on the fine. And he was smart that he didn't comment. And it was a relatively short press conference. It was, and I think that this was fair by the team. They basically just let the beat people that are there every day ask questions, and the mic didn't circulate a ton, which is smart PR for a guy that, upon second and third question sometimes, says stuff he probably regrets later.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you, man. It did seem, even the third down stuff, which from a football standpoint is by far the most important, you know, Jack had his typical kind of trite cliche answer of my reaction is not to overreact. But he also allowed, like, we also need to be better, and we need to be better on second down, which is something that Rivera harped on the other day, that when you have second and 10, don't let it become third and four. You know, third and eight has a significantly lower probability of getting converted, even though this team gives up third and 22 sometimes. But I think that's a pretty fair assessment, B, that if you thought he was, you know, a little less brash, perhaps.
And sometimes that works. And, you know, things are right now as fresh. and you wonder, like just like we talked about Carson, how things was going right now. We'll see when things settle down and you fall back into your regular day-to-day and things like that, where it's not fresh on your mind to be thinking about what people have said and what has transpired. So we'll see, but I did sense that something was a little different. Ron was talking earlier, and he started talking a lot about the position flex, and I kind of addressed that because I think that we say it now as if it just came about, but this is something that has been around since I can remember in 1990, that guys play multiple positions. And the coaches understood those who could when it came down to making decisions on keeping the team. They kept the guys that could do multiple things. I talked about the Hogs. Like when Riley McKenzie, he played every damn position on the line. Ray Brown did different things. Joe Jacoby was able to move around. You know, when you have that type of flex, hey, Mark Schlereth did the same type of thing.
Yeah.
When you have that type of deal on your team, it allows you at a position that you may be weaker at to keep an extra body. Hell, I was a backup quarterback, a backup running back, a kick returner, a punt returner. That right there made the coach be able to say, okay, well, we got him. We could put somebody else at this position. You get what I'm saying? And I think it makes a world of difference when you're putting the team together.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.